My Place, Your Place. Episode 1, Fish and Ships.
Any ketchup left?
Of course there is. Here.
There's no of course about it when you get a bottle of ketchup in your hand.
That is slander.
Right. Fish and chips always taste better outside, don't they?
You know, the ancient Celts, they never ate fish.
That's so.
Despite the British Isles being surrounded by them. Miss Cameron said that at school.
Probably because the Celts hadn't invented batter.
Or had potatoes to make chips to go with them.
Remember what you used to call them?
Of course.
Fish and ships. That's so sweet.
Right. Remember when we first moved here? You and Mum didn't know a fish supper included chips. So, you ordered fish and asked for chips too. And then got so many chips, you didn't know what to do with them.
I'd forgotten that. You remember it?
Yeah.
It seems so long ago. You were so young back then.
I was 12. It was only 2 years ago.
Really? Time is a funny thing, isn't it?
Why don't you cook your fish thing anymore? She wouldn't mind, I'm sure.
It's nice of you to say. I would, though.
Go on.
Maybe. Sometime, when I'm ready.
It might help, you know?
It might. It would have to be the right fish, though.
You could easily buy one.
It doesn't seem right.
Go and catch one, then.
Not sure.
I am. I'll get your fishing gear together.
Not sure where to go.
I'll research it for you. Yes?
Maybe.
So, Dad, I've made some sandwiches, a flask of tea, and I've got your fishing stuff out of the garage.
I'm really not sure.
And here, on the map, here's a place you can go, apparently.
Lochanan something something.
You'll need to get a permit from the filling station, though. They sell bait, too.
I've got no choice, have I?
No.
Why are you doing this? You want me out of the house for your boyfriend coming round?
No. I haven't got a boyfriend.
Joking.
It's just, well, I'd like you to go out and enjoy yourself.
Actually, I was never much good at fishing.
You need to, you know, get out.
Get out and stop moping. It won't make me stop thinking about, you know.
It might help. Is all your stuff there?
The rod, tackle. It was my dad's, you know. My granddad's, actually. They were fishermen. Well, he and his brother owned a ship in Friesland way back. Went bust, they did, because of the brother. That's why Grandpa got into growing.
I never knew that.
The brother wasn't really a businessman. His head was too much in the clouds, and he drank all the profits away. Ended up in an asylum.
Wow.
Grandad put his fishing gear away for good then.
Anyway, all the gear, it's there?
Well, it looks so. It's sort of funny how I've kept it. Moving it from house to house all this time, couldn't seem to part with it. It's all I've got of my granddad now. It's not seen the lightness of the day for a long time.
Like you.
Yeah, true.
So, off you go. I'll see you later.
See you later. And
what?
Thanks.
Go get a fish.
Aye, aye, skipper. Success!
I was going to put the search parties out for you. Good day?
I'll just put all this away and get cooking. Put the kettle on. Grub's up. So, the Lochan. It's way up, through the forestry and then out onto the moor.
I'm looking forward to this. I've missed your special.
Good. I've enjoyed cooking it again. Anyway, the Lochan, high up it is, steep.
Did you get out a puff?
Yes. At least on the way up I did. I got a lift down. Toby the keeper saw me. He told me a few things, actually.
Yeah?
Well, the lochan, where I'd been fishing all day, it's called the Lochan an Eonvrich.
Okay.
Toby laughed when he told me. Guess what it means?
I don't know.
The Lochan of the One Trout.
And this is it? The One Trout? Dad, I know it's not.
Perhaps it should be called the Lochan of the Haddock-like Trout.
That you catch from out the back of Eddie the Fisher's van?
You know me too well.
It's tasty, though.
Well, that's what matters. It was a good day, actually.
Even though you didn't catch anything?
It didn't matter. It was a beautiful day. Good to get out again. Thanks for making me.
My pleasure.
And Toby said he might have a small job for me.
That's great.
I think it should actually be called Loch of the Beautiful Sky. I didn't see any fish in it, only clouds. That one trout, very elusive, if it was ever there. It was the best day I've had for, well, you know, since.
The one trout must have really not wanted to get caught.
Does any fish want to get caught?
I guess not. I guess it just wants to mind its own business and get on with its life. Like Mum. She didn't want to get caught, did she?
Hey, don't get upset. It's no fault of hers, of anyone's. She was just unlucky.
It's not fair.
I know. It's not like anyone was after her. She just couldn't get away from, well, you know, it. Despite the surgery and the chemo and everything.
She was snared, not caught.
Perhaps. More fish.
Yeah. It's good you made this again.
Yeah.
Mum would approve. Watching us from wherever she is up there.
It really was a beautiful day. We should go together sometime.
To the loch of the single elusive trout. That probably watches everyone. What would you call it?
I think the loch of the floaty clouds, which seem as deep as the sky is high. Any ketchup left?
Sorry. All gone. Our Place, Your Place by Phil Barda, with Benjamin L. Ray as the father and Innes Anderson as the daughter. A Manganel Theatre production. Thanks for listening.